Praise and thanks be unto the Lord. Down here nobody sees at us what we will be one day. We are poor and under much sorrow here. But on that day, which God already made, he doesn't have to make it still. When it was read, then their plans are at the end. I had to think about that also many prophets walked this earth and they died. They were killed, but the plan of God remained and remains until all eternity. There no government change takes place, no putsch or coup. Everything remains as God has said it. And he says through the prophet Isaiah, "My counsel shall stand, saith the Lord." He foils the gossip of the soothsayers and destroys the plans of the politicians. But his plan remains forever. And we may be a part of this great plan of God. When we just would know something of this plan, if we would just speak about it, this would be a pity if we would not be a part of this plan of God. And I tried to publish it in this coming up circular letter. I tried to say it. It's so difficult to express that the prophets already were a part of the divine plan of salvation. The word came to them. They received divine substance in them. They were carriers of the divine promises. The world did not count them precious, and yet they carried the precious seed. And this seed we have still today, namely the seed of the Word of God. And because the prophets had no own program, but were themselves a part of the divine plan of salvation, therefore God could continue from generation to generation unto this very day. And for this, we are grateful. God is not dead. God is alive throughout all eternity. Our Lord said, "I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and hell." This evening, we have a couple of prayer requests which were given to me. Others are also asking to be prayed for, and we will all remember them as never before in our prayers. And not just praying like this. It must become a heart's desire for us that we are doing a priestly ministry before God. And the priest was to obtain atonement for himself and for the people. I have to report good things about last weekend. I was surprised that God has opened the doors in such a wonderful way. You all know, I was end of June in London, and it came heavily on my heart. I literally was lamenting over the people, and I said, "Lord, if you have people in this city and you want to use me to call them out, then open the doors. I know some brothers. But I didn't want to go there, because I don't want to argue about little things while precious souls get lost. Whoever uses his time to argue about little things and loses the precious souls out of focus, he is lost himself. If he's not yet lost, he will get lost. It became a new, the heart, the focus, the salvation of the souls, and then also to preach the whole counsel of God. I must be short now. I must also laugh a bit. But Saturday evening, I was in a meeting called Apostolic Christian Fellowship, very large Pentecostal denomination, especially in the United States. And this is that church which puts much emphasis on to say our foundation, our establishment was in the year 33 after Christ. So everything what can be called apostolic, they have in their vocabulary. But in reality, also, of course, there's also a lack, as with us, with the difference that we see our lack and they will get it to see. But God helped. There was a bishop who received me, a bishop called Ramsay. And of course, who art thou and where you are coming from and what is the purpose of your coming? You all know how such people are asking. I think he has 3 doctor titles and I have not even one. Well, what shall this? In any case, a very nice gentleman, he called some brothers and I told him briefly and I said, brother, I know the evangelists, but William Branham, or Brother Branham, has become the greatest blessing to me. And then he really comes to the front in his chair. What did you say? Whom did you say? William Branham? Yes, William Branham. He says, for him, I arranged the meetings in Jamaica a couple of years in a row. I have his picture with a pillar of the fire. Pillar of fire. I said, what is going on here? You all know a turned around collar, great big cross hanging down and so forth. And then I said, something is not right here, I thought. But we had a nice conversation. And then this man said, he interrupted me and he said, you don't have to tell me much. One thing I can tell you, I experienced the meetings and the ministry of Brother Branham was so similar to the ministry of Jesus Christ of all what has been on the earth since that time. I thought, what is this now? And God really opened a door. I said, brother, I'm not only here to find out that we know the same man, but my task is to pass on what I received from the Lord. And then we had a wonderful service, and I was again invited. I should return already Sunday morning, but this was not possible. Sunday morning, I was in a very strict Trinity Church, also Pentecostal direction, but they're singing glory to the Father, glory to the Son, and glory to the Holy Ghost. And the strange thing is, you all know, we believe with all our hearts that God is our Father, and we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and we believe that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, 100%. This we believe with all our hearts and with all our souls. But you know, what the people didn't stood out, they can speak of King, Priest, Prophet, Son, Holy Ghost, Father, Savior, of all they can speak, and always in the singular. Not a single one I heard worshiping God in the plural. I always heard, Lord, I thank you, or Father in heaven, praise, hallowed be in your name, whatever. Not one man on earth ever prayed in the plural. Why not? Do you know that the Spirit of God, even in the hearts of the people, brings forth that what they cannot reach with their reasoning of mind? That man who prays in the plural to God shall still be found. All speak in the singular. It's just so wonderful how the Lord leads everything. All right. God has given me a nice patience, and I let everything go over me, as in the Catholic Church at that time. But when it's my turn, and in English it's so nice, my name is Frank. This means when one is freely, openly, then one is Frank. And I tell the people, listen, people, my name is Frank, and so am I. Please don't be angry with me, but here must be said something. And already it started. So God just blessed mightily. I almost missed the plane. The service lasted longer than it should last. But also that man and these people have been blessed so much that this man stood up and he said, today we have heard the word of God in truth. And then on Sunday, another preacher phoned me. He knows Brother Gil Noble from Pakistan. And he said, Brother Frank, I heard of you, and I invite you. In November, we have our conference, and we count with 700-800 people, and we want that you, on this conference, will be the main speaker. So, God opened already the doors widely. What now happens on Saturday, I don't know. You know, I'm invited to this conversation with a thing of the BBC. Whatever will be, doesn't matter. I would have liked to be every Sunday here. Do you understand? I would like it best to be every Sunday here. And when the Sunday morning comes and I'm somewhere, then I, of course, remember to this place. But you know that there are many people who tell me, Brother Frank, to us, you are coming once in a year. Once in a year. And many say, here you have never been before. We just sometimes we have to include the others in the whole overall program. Be grateful for our brothers. And when they preach in weakness, as I, so God's word is not weak, but it is strong. It's not about the emphasis on the man who brings the word of God. God's word is the power in itself. Doesn't matter who brings it. I ask you, believe the word of my brothers, which they proclaim with joy. I had to think about Brother Schmidt. In this year, he was very comfortable. Once he's 5 weeks away, then he's 3 weeks on vacation, and then he returns again. Yes. And sometimes this is a bit unbalanced and not fair. But we want to grant it to him. And we are grateful. I have here I grant it to him that he can rest. I have here a letter. I must read it to you. It arrived today from Zaire, the city Lubumbashi. I will just read the highlighted text here. It says here, on that evening in Lubumbashi, when God laid you on your heart to bring the wonderful message, I was there together with my wife, who since a long time was sick. During the wonderful service, of which the local newspapers reported, my wife was healed on the spot. Hallelujah. When I returned home, I heard of the many testimonies which were given of them who took part, who participated in the wonderful services. Yes. In our meeting, it came forth and we are led to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes. Just one of many. We truly, in these two cities, in Kinshasa and in Lubumbashi, we had received a great grace of God. The presence of the Lord came down. You may not see it like this, but sometimes even the multitude plays a role. I can imagine that the Lord spoke through to 3,000 people better than to 30 people. Everyone who is honest will say this. And it was just so mighty. People were waiting, and God has blessed. Also for this we are grateful that our English edition has reached many people. And one brother from Singapore, who also published the sermons, he was just reading, and he wrote to me, "Brother Frank, please send us 50 copies of your editions of Brother Branham, the sermons." We may thank God that he has given us Brother Long. One day he will be here also. A really dear brother in the Lord. He had given up his chair as a professor 2 years before the necessary. And he was sitting there and was arguing with God, quarreling with God. And he said, "Why did I stop my professorship?" And suddenly the phone call came and I said, "Listen, can you not put the sermons of Brother Branham into a correct grammar?" And he said, "I like it. I like to do it. I quarreled long time enough with God. I start this afternoon." And so we are grateful how God leads all things. Now, sadly, this coming weekend will be again occupied. And on Sunday afternoon, I drive already to the south via Heilbronn, Augsburg, and then the round trip to Austria to visit individuals. And then on Friday, we will have a special meeting in Vienna. I risk this time an advertisement which will cost quite a lot, but the people must know that we are there and that there a service takes place and everything will be paid for. This I believe. Please remember these meetings in your prayers, and we are sure that God will bless you also at this place. I will try to be on Sunday morning here. Whether I succeed, I cannot see now. In this connection, a word stood out to me from Isaiah 37. Isaiah 37. And I think that we should pray, seeking the face of the Lord. It's really the harvest time. The harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few, and most are working in their own kingdom. And this should not be. Isaiah 37 from verse 16, perhaps from verse 15. And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thine ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thine eyes, O Lord, and see. Then verse 20. Now, therefore, O Lord our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. Before that, we could have read that the other gods are a workmanship which the fire will consume. It says here, but these were not gods. They were just workmanship of hands made, wooden and stone made, and therefore they could not. But we believe in the living God, in the one who created the universe, in whom God's word counts on heaven and earth. To him we pray, and he shall rebuke the devil, and he shall give the victory to his people. We are, of course, not battling in our own thing, but from God we have placed into a spiritual battle. If we would walk with the multitudes, and wouldn't we be a thorn in the eye of the devil, then he would let us in peace. He would even play for us, and we would then dance accordingly. But through that God has laid something into us, and his wrath is very great against us, because we have escaped him, not over them whom he has, but over them who have escaped him forever. And may the wrath of the devil be so terrible. I said, I don't know whether I told it to Brother Rus or to somebody in these days, I said that sometimes I almost want to ask, as Brother Branham, when one blow after the other hit him, father died, daughter died, and the wife died, and so forth, and the brother died, one blow after the other. And Brother Branham said, the devil stood next to me. You all know the sermon, you read it. And you say, he is a good God? You say, he answers prayers? He heals the sick? And what is here? Is it right or not? To the reasoning, he should have said yes, but in the heart he knew that God makes all things well. And he could say, the Lord has given and the Lord has taken away. It doesn't make sense to quarrel with God when the devil tempts us. It's not. We should thank God that he gives us the power to stand the trials and to walk forward with our God. Quarreling, everybody can do. But persevering in faith and saying, Lord, I know in whom I believe, and I know who has spoken and who will finish his plan. when you come with this confidence into the presence of God and really believing Him as a child, then He will not disappoint us. Just the contrary. He will help us. And He will glorify His name. Here it says, then Hizkiah prayed to the Lord, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwellest between the cherubims, Thou art the God, even Thou alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. With these words, he wanted to express, if you could create heaven and earth through your mighty word, then nothing is impossible for you. Then the matter which confronts me here now and which is confronting us with our enemies, this is just peanuts for you. Lord of hosts, God of Israel, who you dwellest between the cherubims, who you have made heaven and earth, and you are Lord of all the kingdoms of the earth, incline thine ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thine eyes, O Lord, and see. With this assurance of faith, this man came into the presence of God. He didn't come with trembling and hesitation. On one side, yes, in awe and reverence. But awe and reverence is something different. Awe and reverence has to do with worshipping. Fear has to do with unbelief. And fear is not in the love. This God's word says, where the perfect love of God is, there the fear must flee. And the fear of God must come in. I'm convinced what actually the people of God, what the people of God lack in this time is the fear of God. If we would all have the necessary fear of God, the necessary reverence before His word, before His holiness, before that what He's doing, we would deal with God and with one another completely different. The fear of God is the beginning of the divine wisdom. And these men, in their words, they expressed what was in their hearts. And the God who created heaven and earth, they served Him in awe, in reverence, thanking Him. And also the trust and faith. And they said, Lord, You, the God of hosts, God of Israel, who You dwellest between the cherubims, Thou alone art God over all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. With this, the Lord God knew exactly what was in their hearts, in His heart. He knew, this man gives me unlimited faith, trust. He knows that I can help, that I can speak, that I'm able to do all things. And so also we today, we want to thank God and trust Him. When we look on us and the circumstances, then all right, we will not come far. But when we look to the Lord, then we may trust Him, being grateful that He still calls people. Beloved, the nicest is when people are coming to the Lord, are laid to the Lord. When they are laid into the truth, this is the nicest thing. I had to think about some youth in these days. When the youth had this car accident last Sunday, and I was thinking by myself how nice it would be when all would serve the Lord. And the thought touched me. What can the individual do to serve God? Not everybody can preach. Not everybody. But everyone can have some place in the kingdom of God. That God intervenes, giving a turnaround, having mercy on us, and that He goes forth as the victor, that the curse is changed into blessing, and that the people of God can walk forward victoriously by faith. According to our firm faith, it shall take place, as a German song goes. Now, when I made a visit in the hospital, somebody told me, who art thou? Were you really there? I tell you openly, for me, all who were in this room, there are still those who they were, and they are all on my heart. And I will never permit that a verdict comes over my lips. Just the contrary. I want that God is merciful to me, to my house, to my children, all the relatives, all friends, all brothers and sisters, to all, may He give them grace. If we don't think in this way, and if we don't mean it this way, then we must examine ourselves in the presence of God. Brother Branham says, if you have a disagreement with somebody, and there's a strife somehow, and you can then cannot love this person as before, then examine yourself whether your experience with God was correct. And our Lord says, when you love those who love you, and if you greet them who greet you, what have you done then special? Also the Pharisees do that? Everybody loves them who love you. There's no efforts necessary. This is very good with all, yes. But there is different. We can prove then whether we have the love of God in our hearts. And the love of God bears all things, long-suffering. She envies not. She does not behave unseemingly. She forgives and she beareth all things. This is the true love of God. And I tell you this evening, a day will come on which all jealousy, all envy, all wrath, all discord, on all that of this kind will stop and end. But the love of God remains forever. And whoever has it really received it in his heart, he cannot do otherwise but to love with divine love. And this love goes beyond the love for friends. It's a love for the enemies. It is written, he prayed for his enemies. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Do you think people would do what they do if they would not be driven and ruled by another power? They could still think about, but that's how it is impossible. Therefore, we are not angry with any man, but under the Spirit who rules them, we will never submit forever. The Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit, and He will never enslave anyone, but He will lead into the liberty of the children of God. That's how it is written. You did not receive the spirit of bondage, but the spirit of adoption, that you can cry out, Abba, Father. And so, we also want to do it tonight, in the perfect faith, to our Father in heaven, speaking through Jesus Christ, our Lord. and we believe that He will answer our prayers. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank You with all our hearts for all the precious testimonies that You are still at work in our days. We thank You for the open doors that Your word can be carried. Lord, we thank You that You are still at work and that You are calling Your people together, leading us together before You will take us home into Your glory. Faithful Lord, we thank You for Your precious and wonderful word. You are truly the Lord of heaven, who created heaven and earth. O Lord, You have the power over all things. Lord Jesus, we have heard Your word and we want to walk in Your love. We want to love really all whom You loved, submitting under the Spirit. We don't want to submit under the Spirit who enslaves the people. Lord, be mightily present in our midst. I ask it. Also, when our brother is on the journeys, be with him. Also in England, London, may You bless mightily. May the people confess that You are present. Lord, it's on our hearts. Lord, our own relatives, our friends, Lord, we pray for all. Be merciful, Lord. You can do all things. You are able. Praise be to Your wonderful name. Thank You for this hour. Bless my brothers, bless my sisters, bless us all who have come to be blessed by You. Glory to Your name. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord of hosts, You who dwellest between the cherubims, You who have all the power in heaven and on earth, who You carriest out Your plan as You purposed it. When people make plans, they are at the end with their death. Your plan has started with Your death, with Your resurrection. It found realization. Praise be to Your name. You are God over all. We thank You for it and we praise You. Savior, give us new confidence, new faith. We thank You for Your grace and faithfulness. Revive us anew. Quicken us. Lord, we're not looking ourselves. We're not looking on circumstances, but we're looking on You. And we trust that You are able to speak a mighty word and everything will change. Blessed be Your name. Come with Your glory and bring others back, Lord. Bring them to their sound mind. Bring them back to their sound mind. Help us. Bless all who need prayer, Lord. Be nigh to the sick, those who sorrow, those who are in trials. Bless all by Your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive praise, honor and glory and worship. The grace of the Lord be with you.